Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. So without a waste of time, I have a message for you. I'm going to speak about faith this morning. This is the message that God has laid very strong in my heart in these days. I'm going to say the things that you know, and I'm going to say the things probably that you may hear for the first time. But at the end of the day, the Lord will speak and He will bless us. Go with me to the book of Hebrews chapter 11. We're going to read just verses 1. Only verses 1. Hebrews chapter 11. And we're going to read only verses 1. Thank you, Jesus. So this is how it reads. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. I think let's read verse 2. For by it the elders obtained a good report. By it the elders obtained a good report. Father, we give you praise and we give you glory. Speak to us in the name of Jesus Christ. We are listening. The entrance of your word brings light. And we thank you that we shall be enlightened today. And we shall walk in new revelation. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise and we give you glory. Amen. Everybody say faith. The greatest thing that God has ever given to us is faith. If it were not for faith, you wouldn't be here and I wouldn't be here. It is because of faith that we are all here. Now, faith is given for two things that I know. There may be more things, but I'm going to speak about two things. First, faith is for relationship with God. The Bible says that you have been saved by grace through faith. Even though we are saved by grace, but faith played a role for us to be saved today. That's what Paul is telling us. So when you pray by faith, you don't see God. You know, you don't see God. And how do you know that God is hearing you when you pray? It's by faith that you know that He hears you. It's by faith that you know that God exists and God is there and God is alive. It is by faith. So number one is for relationship with God. And number two, faith is for achievements. Faith is for achievements. The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews, as you read here and go down in chapter 11, the Bible tells us that Noah by faith built an ark. That's an action. And Abel by faith gave an acceptable sacrifice, right? It is by faith. So you see people doing things by faith. So faith is for progress. Faith is for achievement. If you have faith, your life should not be stagnant. Your life should be moving from one point to another point. Let me take you to Jesus. Jesus Christ will come to a person and you will see that a person is blind. And Jesus will ask a question, what can I do for you? Even when he sees that a man is blind. But Jesus is giving a chance to a man to speak. And when a man says that, Lord, that I may see, then Jesus would then say, let it happen according to your faith. So in other words, you have achieved seeing by faith. The woman with the issue of blood, Jesus says, oh woman, great is your faith. So it happened according to her faith. So there are things that happen according to your faith. It is the level of your faith that has brought you to the level of life that you are living now. You cannot live beyond your faith. You cannot live beyond your faith. You cannot achieve beyond your faith. Your faith will either put a limitation or take you to the higher heights of life. You can't live beyond that. Are you still hearing me? So faith is for progress. So when we have faith, we progress. We move forward. You know, our life becomes better. That is faith. But the other thing that you need to know about faith, don't worry. We're still going to preach as the Lord allows us. The other thing that you need to know about faith is that faith is the gift from God to you. It's a gift from God to you. I'm going to come back to that. We have also to know that faith is a result of God's word. Say to your neighbor, faith is a result of God's word. This is very important for us to know. That faith is not the result of human intelligence. Faith is not the result of education. But faith is the result of God's word. In the book of Romans chapter 10 verses 17. The Bible says faith comes by hearing. And hearing what? Hearing by the word of God. So it comes from God. It's a gift to you. It's a gift to you. It is the result of God's word. So when faith hears the word, faith comes. Are you hearing me? When faith hears the word, faith comes by hearing the word. Whenever there is the word of God, faith will come. Wherever there's a word of God. So you must note this, because your life is determined by the word of God you hear. If you're in the church that does not believe in healing, you can't receive a miracle of healing. If you're in the church that does not believe in prosperity, forget about you becoming a millionaire. If you're in the church that does not speak in tongues, you cannot speak in tongues. Whatever comes out of the pulpit of the church controls your life. What you hear from the pulpit controls your life. So it matters which church you go to. Because it's going to determine your victories, determine the standard of life you're going to live. It's going to determine, I'm telling you, it's impossible for you to believe what you have not heard. So, when faith hears about healing, it gets ready to bring healing. When faith hears about prosperity, it changes the mindset. Then you begin to see possibilities where probably other people don't see possibility, because faith opens your eyes. And also, as it opens your eyes, it gives you the ability that you did not have before. But all this is determined by the word that you hear, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So what you hear determines the level of how much you're going to run in life. Amen. The other point you have to know is that faith is not you, and you are not faith. Faith is a gift of God. There's a difference between you and faith. And you must always make a difference all the time. Because when you mix the two, you may get into the problem. Okay, faith is not me, and faith is not me, and I'm not faith. Faith is a gift of God to me. It's not me, it's not you. Here is the difference. You can doubt, but faith cannot doubt. Because faith is a result of God's word. Faith always agrees with God. Faith does not speak anything against God's word. It always agrees with God all the time. So you can doubt, but faith cannot doubt. Faith is perfect. That's why if you have happened to speak something that is out of faith, that's why if you have acted out of faith, there's something called repentance. In other words, we have moved from your position and you are out of the position, but faith remains with the word of God. That's why you have to repent and go back to where you were before. So are you following me, somebody? Okay. So now, faith is so perfect that God trusts your faith. And Jesus even prayed for Peter's faith. He says that I've seen Satan, coming like lightning from heaven, and is seeking to devour you and to scatter you. But he said, Peter, do not worry. I have prayed that your faith should not fail you. I have prayed that your faith should be stronger. I have prayed that your faith will not keep you down. I'll pray that your faith will make you to bounce back all the time. There are some people in this house who have made some mistakes. There are some people in this house who have been down, but you can't believe that you are back in the house of God because your faith bounced you back, because Jesus prayed for your faith and your faith did not fail you. That's why you are here. Yeah. The greatest thing that God has ever given to us is faith. The greatest weapon that God has ever given to us is faith. It's faith. I'm glad that in my doubts, I have a place to go back to. I'm glad that God has given me a perfect gift, which is faith, which is the result of God's word. Amen. Amen. Now you get that. Now look at this. Faith also, you need to get this very well. Faith and assurance cannot be separated. Faith and assurance cannot be separated. If I ask you the question, if I say to you today, you've got a, God forbid, it's just an example, that you have an incurable disease, and I come to you and I'm asking you, will God heal you? And then you say, if it's his will, he will heal me. Once you say if, that's not faith. Faith has no if. Faith has no maybe. Faith has no if it's God's will. Faith is always sure. Now look at this. Let's go to the scripture again. Faith, I like the translation that says, faith is the assurance of things hoped for. In its nature, faith is, it's sure. Will God heal you of HIV? Yes. Will you be a millionaire? Yes. Will you get married? Yes. It's not even determined by the calendar. How many years are you? Even when you are 50, if you have faith for something, if I ask you, you will say yes. Yeah. Faith does not have the maybe. If it's God's will, I will have. If God wants to bless me, he will bless me. No, faith is always sure. So if I have faith, I have assurance that my situation will not always be like this. I will not always struggle like this. My children will not always be in alcohol. I will not, my church will not always be like this. This situation, I'm gonna come out of it. It's just a matter of time. But coming out, I'm coming out. But being blessed, I'm gonna be blessed. But situation changing, my situation is going to change. It's just a matter of time. Are you hearing me? I'm going to preach in the moment. Amen. Now look at this. See, prophet, you're going to make me preach before time. Now look at this, please. The amazing thing with this assurance is that when God is going to provoke your faith, he provokes your faith through promises. Through promises. Every time. God can do anything without promising. Without promises. But if he wants to engage your faith, he releases the word of promise. Because God does not want to bless you without your faith. So he releases the word to Abraham, and he says to a barren man, he says that you're going to have a child. And if you check the promises of God, they are always opposite what you go through. Okay. If you are poor, check the opposite. We don't even need to read the Bible. If you are sick, check the opposite. Yeah. The promises of God. God will never promise you to be a millionaire if you are already a millionaire. God cannot promise you that you will have a child already if you have children. Does it make sense to you? So he releases to provoke your faith. He releases the word. But the amazing thing is this. If God has released a word into your situation, into your problem, your problem ceases to be a problem. Now look at this. Let me make an example. God comes to Abraham and Sarah. They are barren. And he says to them, you're going to have a child. But they are still barren. So the barrenness of Sarah and the barrenness of the next door woman is not the same. The woman next door is barren like Sarah, but she is hopeless. Sarah is barren and hopeful. If God has released the word of promise into your situation stops to be a problem. It becomes a test that you need to pass. Are you hearing me? Now let's take it further. So faith is assurance. If I have faith, I am sure. I don't live in doubt. I am sure. I'm sure that I'm going to have victory. I'm sure that I'm more than a conqueror. I'm sure that I'm the head and not the tail. I don't need to feel it. I am sure. I'm sure that everything that God says about me, I am. In spite of what I feel, in spite of what is happening around me, in spite of what people are saying, I'm sticking with God's word, and I am what it says, and I can achieve what it says I can achieve, and I can move to the next level because the word of God says so. Because faith always agrees with the word, not with the feelings, but with the word of the living God. No, things will come. Challenges will come. Problems will come. This is life. That's why we need faith. This is life. Every time you tell me that you have faith, you mean is either you have problems or you have overcome problems or you are going to problems. Faith without problems is useless. Faith grows through problems. When there are problems, your faith is going to gym. Faith only grows through problems. But faith is fed by the word. I did not say is grown by the word. It's fed by the word. But it grows and swells through problems. When God wants to grow your faith, he will allow you. He will allow life to hand some problems to you so that you can exercise. And when you go to the gym, they say no pain, no gain. And faith is like a muscle. In the book of Romans chapter 12, verse 3, the Bible says, God has given each man a measure of faith. All of us are given that. Okay, but let me do this. Let me come to this, to an end. Faith is the assurance of the things hoped for. In other words, faith is for the people who are living, who are hoping for something. If you are not hoping for something, you don't need faith. If you are not hoping for your life to be better, you don't need faith. If you are not hoping for your ministry to grow, you don't need faith. If you are not hoping for your business to move from one level to another or to be international, whatever, you don't need faith. Faith is not for dead people. In the cemetery, they are not planning to get married. They are not planning to expand their businesses. They are not planning to have children. They are not planning anything. They are not planning to have degrees. So faith is for the people who are living and who want to achieve something and who are hoping for. Now, the question is this. What is it that you are hoping for? Are you hoping for your life to be better? Are you hoping to achieve something? Are you hoping to make it? What do you hope for? If you are not hoping for anything, I'm here to tell you this morning, you don't need faith. Just relax. Wait for the day of your dying. because faith is for achievers. Faith is for movers. Faith is for people who want to do exploits. Faith is for the people who want to do extraordinary things. Faith is for the people who are saying that I'm going to be the first one to have a car at home. Faith is for the people who are saying that as much as my father is on drugs, but he's not going to die without meeting Jesus. So faith is for the people who are believing God in unbelievable situation. They still believe and they still get the results because they have faith. Because faith is assurance. Yeah. But there is another character of faith that is powerful. It's called evidence. Faith is the evidence of things unseen. Did you hear that? Is it the things you see? No. Faith is different from trust. Can I draw a difference a bit? Trust and faith are not the same. Though faith trusts, but it's not trust by itself. Okay. My prophet was building this, was renovating and building and everything, right? Let's say that he wants to build. Then he needed somebody who's got a proven work. Somebody probably that he has seen his work. Somebody that people are talking about and his work has been seen. So that person has to be trusted. Trust always inquire information. Trust cannot trust without information. The reason why they interview you before you get a job, they want to trust you. The reason why you have to bring your certificate, your degree, your diploma, is because they have to trust you. So trust says bring information, and based on the information on the profile, then I can trust you. The reason why they interview you at work is because they don't trust you. Is it clear to you? Okay, let me make an example. God forbid is an example. Let's say that you need to be operated. You know, the doctors, they say you've got a disease, but you need to be operated. They need to open you up. And then they say that you're going to be operated by Dr. Smith, right? Then Dr. Smith, this is his profile. Out of 10 people that he operates, 9 die and 1 survives. Are you hearing me? Yeah, that is Dr. Smith. Now they bring you all the papers, then you need to sign for you to be operated by Dr. Smith. Will you sign to be operated by Dr. Smith? No. Why? It's not a faith issue, but it's what? It's a trust issue. The information they bring about him does not make you to trust. But if you say, I am going to be operated by Dr. Smith, and I'm going to be the one that survives. Then you're operating on faith. Faith does not need evidence. Because faith in its nature, it's evidence. Are you hearing that? So I don't need to physically touch God. You know, physically touch God. Physically see God. Physically what? God does not need to do something extraordinary for me to believe that he's God. Because faith, for the fact that I have faith, then I have assurance. God does not need to do anything for him to prove that he is alive. Unless for trust. Is it clear to you? Okay. Now let's do this. Faith does not need evidence. Faith is evidence by itself. Faith says, if you don't see it, it's an assurance that it exists. If you don't see it, it exists. It's the evidence of the unseen. While your bank account is 10 CDs, you don't see millions. But faith, for the fact that you don't have millions, is an assurance to faith that millions are there. I'm not sure if you get me. Faith takes assurance in the absence of things that you trust God for. Because faith calls those things that are not around as though they were, because they are. Are you hearing that? So which means that if I don't see it, I'm sure. If I'm sick in my body, I am sure that healing exists. I'm sure that healing is there. And I live in that assurance until healing comes. I don't live in doubt. I'm not moved by what the doctors are saying. But I'm moved by faith that gives me assurance that what I don't see, what I don't experience, that I don't experience it does not mean it's not possible. But it's possible. Let's come to evidence. Now look at this. If I come to you, let me use my country. If I come to you and I say to you, please pack tonight, and I'm going to book tomorrow for you a flight to Cape Town, South Africa. I'm sponsoring you, right? So you'll go at night and you'll begin to pack your clothes, and you pack your clothes. Bishop Fino said he's going to pay a ticket for me to Cape Town and all of that. Then you pack. But you're going to pack, but you're going to be like doubting, you know, because what if we come to the airport and the flights to Cape Town are fully booked? What if you've got if, but you are packing? The issue is this: is because we are lacking evidence. It's not because you don't believe. It's just because your belief is not balanced by evidence. Are you hearing that? So what you need, you're wanting evidence around you so that you can be sure. Because we are not really sure, even Bishop Finney, does he have money to pay this? You're not even sure, you know. But if I change the whole entire thing, then I come to you and I'm from the airport and I've booked everything and I have a ticket in my hand. And I come to you and I give you the ticket that says from Accra to Johannesburg to Cape Town. What happens? I've just changed your life. Are you hearing me, somebody? What I've done, I've just changed your life. Whatever, I've just given you evidence. I've given you evidence, right? Yeah, I've given. So when you have evidence, you know nobody can take my seat. Nobody can overtake my seat, because on my ticket I'm already seated. Even though I'm not seated physically, but in my ticket I'm already seated. I'm told that my seat is A10. So because my seat is A10 and it's written in my name, nobody can take it, because you know I am seated even though I'm not seated physically. Have you ever heard the Bible says that our life is seated with Christ in the heavenly places? In other words, we are booked. We've got a space in Christ already, and we don't need to worry about anything. There's something about evidence that makes you to have confidence, because now look at this. You begin to pack with confidence and you begin to I feel like preaching now. Then you begin to talk to your friends about Cape Town, South Africa. You are in Ghana, but you talk about South Africa, and you are sure. You are not even there, but the assurance you get it from the evidence of the ticket, that no matter what, I am going to Cape Town. How are you sure? Because I have evidence in my hand. I've got a ticket in my hand, so I will go to Cape Town. In fact, you speak as if you've got arrogance, because you know I'm going to Cape Town. Look, see, I'm going to read here. I'm going to Cape Town. Read here. I'm going to Cape Town. I'm here to tell somebody that faith has evidence. That's why you begin to speak about healing while you are in sickness. You speak
about healing like you are sure, because you've got evidence in your spirit that this cancer is not going to be always in my body, that this HIV is not going to be always in my body, that this poverty is not going to be always in my family, that these struggles are not going to be always in my life. So you've got evidence that I'm not going to die this way. My ministry is not going to struggle forever. My career is not going to struggle or live forever. I'm not going to be unemployed forever. In down in your spirit, you've got evidence. Is there any person in this house who says, sometimes I cry, but within my heart, when the word of God is preached, there is an evidence that comes into my heart that says, I will rise again. I will rise again. I will be powerful again. I will be influential again. I'm gonna be rich again. I'm gonna travel again. I'm gonna go to school again. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout, evidence! The devil is a liar. I'm here to tell you that your life is changing as I'm speaking right now. That your life is shifting to another level as I'm speaking right now. Do not listen to the devil. There's enough evidence in your heart. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The devil is a liar. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Your boy will come right. Your husband will be saved. Your mom that will be saved. Your children will be saved. Don't let the devil fool you. You've got faith in your heart. You have spoken to the Father. And when you have spoken to the Father, there is no devil on earth. The Bible says, when there's any mountain standing before you, you can say to this mountain, be thrown into the sea. It's being thrown right now in the name of Jesus. Poverty is being thrown right now in the name of Jesus. Your marriage is getting fixed right now in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. You've got faith and you can move mountain. The devil is a liar. You are moving to another level in Jesus' mighty name. You've got assurance. You've got evidence. So you've got confidence. We are more than victorious. If we get sick, we come out. We get into the problem, we come out. We get into fire, we come out. We always bounce back, because greater is he that is in us than he that... Don't fear problems. Don't fear problems. You've got faith. You will always bounce back. Yeah, you will always bounce back. Listen, it's a matter of time. It's a matter of time. You've got a good church. You've got an anointed man of God. You've got a man of integrity. You've got a prophet in the house. So what do you need? There's nothing you need. Only faith you need. And when you have faith, it's impossible to please God without faith. God gets excited when he sees faith. I'm telling you, maybe coming this morning and you are so sad and things are difficult, I'm trying to tell you that it is but for the moment. For the moment. Things will not always be like this. You will not always cry tears like this. Solomon says there's time for everything. If there's time for crying, your laughing is coming. If you are in poverty, the seasons of blessings are coming. Don't believe what situation tells you and what the devil tells you and what people who are unbelievers are telling you. Believe God's word. Remember, whatever comes out of this pulpit, do not ever challenge it. Allow it to challenge you.
allow it to challenge you. Every time, suck this word like a child sucking from his mother's breast. Suck. Do not reject. You'll see what God will do in your life. You'll see what God will do in your life. Alabaster, I love you. May God keep you and shine his face upon you and give you peace and uplift you. May God bless you, multiply you, increase you. May you be blessed going in and blessed going out. May your cup overflow in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.